Nearly 250 farmers and concerned citizens traveled to Dartmouth, New Hampshire to attend the FDA listening session on the 2011 Food Safety Modernization Act. Federal officials had not originally scheduled meetings in the Northeast, but efforts by the New England congressional delegation resulted in sessions in Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. Ginny Nelson, agriculture policy advisor to Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, explains that the act is an effort to guarantee consumer food safety.
The problem is many of the farms in Vermont and in New England are farm mixed type facilities. In other words, they not only grow veggies, they might have a small dairy herd, make maple syrup, grow hay for sale, and other activities like that, which can quite quickly put them over the $500,000 income exemption level. Overall, at this hearing at Dartmouth College, we found that there was plenty of questions and not very clear answers.
Vermont Vegetable and Berry Growers Association President Andy Jones is manager of the Intervale Community Farm in Burlington. Jones lists a litany of concerns and potential problems with the proposed rules, including irrigation water testing frequencies, manure management, exemptions, and on-farm produce processing.
There's an awful lot we don't know about the rule and about what is going to be required exactly. And so there's a lot of things out there that are scary, either because the initial drafts of things, which are in the rule, are somewhat alarming, or because there just isn't really solid information about how the mechanics of the process might work. And there isn't a lot of data that the produce safety hazards that are out there are coming from small, diversified farms.
The rules include exemptions for farms that sell less than $500,000 in produce annually, but half must go to qualified end users. Andy Jones says it's confusing and giving many farmers pause.
There are a lot of people that I've talked to, and I would include our farm in this category. It's giving us pause to think about our expansion plans. Not that we quit growing altogether, but it makes you think, boy, maybe I don't want to cross that $500,000 threshold. And I think it would be unfortunate if you had a lot of farms saying, we've got a good business, we've got a great following, we have a lot of consumer interest, but we're not going to grow anymore next year because, you know, we don't want to open up this whole can of worms with compliance. Now, again, we don't know what compliance is going to mean.
Full Moon Farm in Hinesburg produces organic vegetables and meat. Owner David Zuckerman, who is also a progressive Vermont state senator, echoes regional criticism that the rules have been crafted in a one-size-fits-all mode. He thinks his farm would fall under the proposed exemptions, but may exceed them because he buys products like eggs and apples from other farms that he resells.
It may be in 5 or 6 years I reach that 500,000 level, and yet I'm selling 100% of my food locally. The consumers buy it directly from me through CSA and Farmers Market for over 80% of my product, and the rest goes to local stores. There's a real difference in that kind of production system in terms of the growers' and producers' consciousness of our food quality and safety than the industrial food system, where that traceability is so critical. It's just a different beast when you're on that scale.
Sanders agriculture advisor Ginny Nelson believes the Northeast trip has been an eye-opener for the federal FDA officials.
I know that after a tour of 2 farms and 2 food hubs yesterday with them here in Vermont, that they recognized that there are several scenarios that they had not really even considered when writing these rules. And that was really the reason that we had them come to Vermont and New Hampshire and other parts of New England.
I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.